Welcome to the Spirit Talk Podcast, your home for spiritual awakening, cleansing, and motivation. I'm your host, Michael L. Pearson. So why don't you sit back, relax, as we quiet the flesh and let the spirit talk. Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Spirit Talk Podcast. I want to welcome my special guest. I'm here today with the Detox King,
yes.
Tico Jordan.
Yes, yes.
I'm here to have him speak about his entrepreneurial ideas, his entrepreneurial drive, talk about his product, talk about the different things that he has coming up. So how are you doing, brother? How's everything going for you right now?
So far, so good. Thank God. So far, so good. I can't complain. I'm doing all right.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So let's just jump right into it. Let's get started. Let's get right into it. I want to start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your youth and your upbringing. We were both raised up in OTR.
Right.
Lincoln Courts, Laurel Homes. Tell us about what life was like for you as a youth.
As a youth, my life was pretty, open. I was just all about art. I was just, my whole life when I was younger, I was all about art. I just, only thing I did was draw all day, every day.
Wow.
Compete against my classmates in school, all the way up into junior high school. And then that's when, you know, you get introduced to the girls. But we're not going to get to that part yet. So just coming up, man, I was just, hanging with the older cats, you know, trying to do the things they do, getting in trouble, get smacked in the head by my moms, you know, things like that.
Yeah. 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 So let me ask you this. What was some of your, now coming from that, you know, from that background,
yeah.
You know, it's times are so much different now than it was for us then. Like you said, you was around your uncles. My uncles was the same way. My uncles were big time artists. So of course they were my influence as far as, cause I did the same thing. I can draw, I can paint, I can do all of that,
mm-hmm.
But we had such a solid foundation, even in the midst of the environments where we were at,
right.
There were still close knit family bonds, connections, respect for elders,
yeah.
Things of that nature. So let me ask you this. What were some of your blessings and some of your setbacks in those early years?
The early years, I could say some of my blessings, like right off the top of my head, are like my family. That's one thing. My
yes,
family,
sir.
My mom made sure like I was okay. You know, she stayed on top of me. She let me have a little freedom, but she also stayed on top of me. Taught me and instilled a little values in me, like just to be respectable amongst the elders, and you know, just to be
yes, sir.
Just try to walk a straight line. And I can say also the boys club, the boys and girls club. I think they now known as the boys and girls club today, but back then it was the boys club. So you know,
yeah,
you know, we be out of trouble. We can't get in trouble. We up at the boys club. You know, we having fun. We into games and around.
Right.
People our age and just having fun, man. It was very influential and kept you off the streets. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what would you say was some of your what you say was your greatest setbacks? Like, what were some of the setbacks from that same from that same environment? Some of the things that were challenging for you as a youth.
I could just say peer pressure. That's the only thing I could say. And sometimes I would, you know, like do your mom say, stay in the court, you know, stay in the court.
Yeah.
You hanging with the older guys. You just got to go ride somewhere. To these days, it wasn't that far.
Right.
You know,
right.
From downtown to over the Rhine. It wasn't far at all. But back then I was like, where are you at? You know, there was no cell phone to reach us back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
No text message, no social media. So it was like, they had to go searching for us on hand and foot.
Yeah.
They had to search for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was some of the, I would say it wasn't like a major setback, but it was like it got my butt whooped.
Put
it like
yeah, that. Absolutely. You had to beat the streetlights home. Was that?
Yes, that's exactly. You know what it is. Yes, exactly. Yes, man.
Okay, now, coming out of that, and you know, just that upbringing, that environment. You know, it really takes some, you know, trials and tribulations. It takes some drive and determination. But let me ask you this: in order to get from there to where you are now, let me ask you this. What is your definition of entrepreneurship? Like, how would you define entrepreneurship?
Man, I was just talking about that to my better half. Like, it was just some things I was seeing, and I noticed, you know, as far as some people, you know, wanting to be entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurship, when you're starting off, you have every title, every belt title up on, you have everything. You have manufacturing.
Yeah.
You have sales.
Yeah.
You have relations, just everything, accounting. Everything you could think of that has something to do with a business, you now take on that responsibility.
Yes, sir.
And if you really want to be an entrepreneur, you really have to buckle down and cut some things out and add some things that may add value to your entrepreneurship.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir.
It takes a lot of work.
Yes, sir. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. Now, one thing that I do notice, and tell me if you agree with this, one thing that I do notice is once you make up your mind, and you decide that that is what you want to do, is to become an entrepreneur. You have to. There may be some people in your life that may have held a position in your life when you were a certain way. But once you decide to become an entrepreneur and the amount of focus and drive and determination that it takes, some of those people are not going to be able to make that transition with you. Was that it? Exactly. Yeah,
that's true. Unfortunately, I mean, it's not a bad thing that they, you know, that is not happening. Like they're you know, riding the road to success with you. It's just that right now they can hinder your success, and it might not intentionally, but they just don't understand where you're going. But like a lot of people, they didn't know what I was. They thought, I can't say it was they thought it was a joke, but they didn't. They did like just me doing that out of everything, like me being an entertainer, singing and all this. And then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but now they see me in the light of being an entrepreneur and with a detox. And they looking at me like, what? It'll take a while for them to get used to you. And sometimes your friends or your family members, they might not be able to gravitate to what God has in store for you. You know, everybody has their talent.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring your talent to life. You just have to tap into it and believe and trust the process of God, and it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. I tell you what that reminds me of. I'm gonna tell you what that reminds me of. There's a chapter in one of the Gospels, I believe, where Jesus doesn't get people. The people from his town question the miracles that he's doing, the work that he's doing. And it's almost like from their perspective, it's almost like they saying, you know, you're talking about the same Jesus from Nazareth. Like they were familiar with him, you know, grew up in the same town as him. So when he set out to doing, you know, these miracles, performing miracles and all the things that he was doing, it was almost like familiarity was his worst opposition. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because people still saw him as the son of Mary. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of the son of God. So when you say that, that's what it reminds me of. And it says in there too that, you know, you can't necessarily expect the support of those from your hometown.
Yeah.
Because they know you or they think they do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't want to see you grow outside that box. That because I notice I tell people this all the time. Whenever you take a step as an entrepreneur, you got to have a tough skin, because when you take just one step up from where somebody else is, that one step up, even though you are doing it for your own purpose, your own drive, and to achieve your own goals, those who are left on the step that you just left sometimes see that as a reflection of what they're not doing. It ain't got nothing to do with them.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, but they'll see your jump as a reflection of what they're not doing. And by that, sometimes bitterness can come into the equation. So explain this for us. Explain this to me. What is an entrepreneurial mindset? What kind of mindset do you have to even pursue entrepreneurship?
As far as me, I tell you my perspective and what I feel. I feel like number one, you have to have God in you. I mean, you have to believe in God. You might not go to church. You might not, do all the things, walk in a straight line, but you have to believe in God and let him guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a humanly basis, I would say you just have to retrain your way of thinking, man. If you've been thinking that you can hang out, you can't hang out no more.
Yeah.
You have to be respectable to people. Like, you have to know that you're being watched at all times.
Yes, sir.
So you have to, if you used to do this and do that, hang out in the streets and, just say you used to drink on a corner or whatever, you can't do that anymore. You have to straighten up your act. You have to be more serious about your books. You have to be more serious about your business, the way that it looks. You have to make a Chick-fil-A interpretation of your business.
Yeah.
You have to be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
You really do. And the people that you have around, you have to have the right people around you, man, because that can bring your success towards a downfall, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Surround yourself with people with a like minds or somebody that's trying to pull you up. Even though you're moving in that direction, you want some people that's kind of on your level or on a higher level that can pull you up and give you advice so you can pass that along and do it to others.
Yeah.
But it's a lot, man. And you always have to be ready to learn. You always have to be ready to learn new things and, that you can implement it toward your business.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Now, I'm going to tell you something that is somewhat of a misconception of entrepreneurship and having an entrepreneurial mindset. This is one of the biggest misconceptions. Mm-hmm. I've worked all my life,
Right.
CNC machinist, I have the machining skill, but people think when you have the desire to be an entrepreneur, it's because some people say, you know what? I want to be an entrepreneur. That way I don't have to work. So, but I'm telling you, some people, this is the mindset of some people. So let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. Do you work more as an entrepreneur than you would on a 9-to-5?
You work more.
Yeah.
The only difference is, it's you're working for yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the only difference. But you're gonna work. You're taking on the supervisor. You're being the
absolutely
lead everything. You definitely working harder. But guess what? It should be a very good, great feeling that you're working for your own company. Hard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your company have the best standards for your customers, so they can say, you know what? Well, even when you're not around, they're talking good about you, and they spread the word about you in a good manner. So yes, it's harder. It's harder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I tell people all the time. If you want to quit your 9-to-5 because you figure you want to be an entrepreneur, and you want to be an entrepreneur because you think that's the lighter load to carry. I tell people all the time, man, you dead wrong. Because when I worked a 9-to-5, I got 2 days off a week. I can literally tell you, I don't get no days off a week. No,
you're an entrepreneur. You're gonna work every day. Why would you want to pass up a chance to better your business by introducing it to somebody that's
there? You go.
Worried about you.
There you go.
You're gonna work every day, and you have to be. It's times when you look and I'm so wore out. But that one more customer call, you got to be right back on it. You got to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Always be prepared. Now I'm hearing you mention God and your relationship with God, that is paramount. I mean, I hope people can grasp that and understand that how important that relationship is. But I want to ask you, stay in that lane, just in general with that. Let me ask you, how important would you say your faith has been to your success, and what role has it played?
It's been very important. The top priority is God, because I know he's leading the way. And when you know and think, it's a whole different thing. When you think it, like, I wonder if this is a whole nother feeling than when you know. that
he, yeah, yes, sir.
He set me stones for you to step on and not soft ground. So it's very vital that you put God first. To me, I just feel like it's important. It's a great feeling though, you know, like that he put you in a position to help people.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, that's big amazing. Time. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's almost like you're chosen.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like you are chosen. And that's what I tell people that all the time too, that God has a purpose for where he sits. And that purpose, when it's with God, has no name, has no form. But because he has a purpose and he needs it done inside of time and space, he's outside time and space, because he needs this purpose achieved inside time and space, then see, it's necessary for your mom and dad to meet each other, because that purpose needs to come through them into the world. And then your mom and dad named you Tico. That right. purpose needed bones, feet, hands. So we all come here, I think, by that same avenue. We all have a purpose.
We do.
All of us don't tap into it, though. That's see, that's the is. Key.
Yep, that's what it is.
We don't all tap into it. Yep. So if, let me ask you, what obstacles have you faced that challenged your faith? Like, have you come across any obstacles where your faith was challenged, where you had to question some things, like, damn, man, hold on. Like, I got to have something. I just have to hold on to my faith here, because if I don't, maybe this ain't what I thought it was.
And you just talking in life. You're not talking about the business. You just talking in life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a couple of times, and I was like, man, why? But I've always, you know, give my self chance to grieve or ask questions. But I always know that beyond that is God's purpose. It's his plan. It's for some reason, it just hurt sometimes, you know, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like my mom, she had MS before she passed. And I always used to think, like, when I was growing up, she started off with a walk, like she was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like she used to get driven home, like just like a ride share type of situation.
Right.
And so there was an accident. And to make a long story short, first she was on a cane. And I'm like, okay, my mother trying to get some money or something. She planned this part out real good. So she was on a cane. Then she was on a walker. And I said, a walker? I said, she's really going for the gusto. And then it was the wheelchair. And I was like, you know what? It took me years to get my mind set that my mom really does have MS. And it's really, really like, it's not fake, it's real. So that was one obstacle I had to hurdle over, and I had to, you know, suck it up and just deal with it. And if I was at the stage that I am now and my mom was still here, I would love to be like just trying to help her get back on her feet, because I know it's possible. But I didn't know anything about MS back. That was foreign language to me. MS at a young age like that, maybe like at 12 years old. Yeah, that was young.
Oh, yeah.
It was foreign language. But that was one, man. You know, like some of the deaths in my family, that was like, why? But it's at the same time, it was like, yeah, you know, we all gotta go
keep
and meet
pushing.
God one day.
Yeah.
We're gonna
check
out one day. So just get ready for it. I don't know when, but as long as I'm here, I'ma do the best that I can, and when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yes, sir. That's the most that we can do.
Yeah.
So I think everybody with the late, you know, about around this time last year, I think everybody's faith was challenged at some point. You know what I'm saying? Coming into the spring of 2020, by the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this. When that broke out, did that challenge your faith in any way with, you know, with your business, with your entrepreneurial dream? Did the pandemic and lockdown and mask and, you know, everything at the time, by this time last year, you know, everything was thought was contaminated. They'd have no idea what was going on.
Right.
So was your faith challenged just according to your entrepreneurial pursuits? Like, was your faith challenged during that time?
Not at all. In fact,
that's a blessing.
The business got even better just due to the field that I'm in, health and wellness.
Right.
So it was like, oh, let me contact him. My business was jumping, and it still is, but it really jumped when that pandemic hit. let me get my body loaded up with some good stuff, because it seemed like he got what it takes. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I was just like looking around like, this is crazy. But I wasn't nervous or anything. I was just like, you know, like, I'm glad God built me up to this position to be able to help people, you know, help people get better, get past this, or just even be on guard.
Right.
And just, you know, like, look, take their life a little bit more serious, because, you know, men, I had to say it, but men are scared to go to the doctor.
And yeah, it is. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's scared to go to the doctor. So they like, let me get something that's going to help me at least. So, yeah, it was during the pandemic when it hit, I was just like, I didn't know, like, as far as like my business is going to take off like that. But when it hit, it really started to incline really, really, really hard. So that was good.
Yeah, see, I'm going to tell you something. But because that's why I say our paths and our stories is pretty similar. Because when the pandemic, when it happened, that's when, you know, nobody, you know, people weren't going nowhere. Right. But people still needed mental health counseling. People still needed marriage counseling, you know, the whole nine yards. So that's when I really started pushing the online video counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that took off. So I hear people, you know, sometimes I can sit around a group of people and I hear them talking about the devastation of this pandemic. And I be thinking to myself sometimes, like, man, God is so great.
Yes.
Because it didn't affect me.
Right. Yeah, it didn't. I can feel it.
Didn't affect. And I don't want to sing my praises, you know, in the presence of people who are, because there are a lot of people who are suffering through this. A lot of people are suffering through it, but I mean, it's a tremendous blessing to be able to have that happen and then to be able to flourish through it. That's why I say, I believe God take, not that the other people are not, but I'm speaking just from my own perspective. And it sounds like from yours, God takes care of those who take that initiative and that drive and step out. He don't abandon you on your path and on your, according to your dreams and your goals.
Right.
He does not abandon you. He keeps you even through pandemics.
Right.
You know, so that's a testament of our God and who he is.
Right.
Now, I definitely have to touch this. I have to touch this right here, because I know a lot of people, especially young people coming up, people in general, and especially us as Black men. I know one of the greatest hurdles to achieve success for African-American men, especially, I mean, in this country,
right,
is the systemic oppression and hindrances applied to the Black community to slow down or destroy our success. Has this been a part of your experience along the path to success in any way?
And you say that one more time. What was the question?
The systemic oppression and hindrances applied to the Black community to slow down or destroy our success. Has that systemic oppression played any part in your success and your achievement of what it is that you're doing?
I'm quite sure it probably has, but thank God that I didn't notice it. You know,
mm-hmm.
like certain entities trying to be, you know, like to stop your progress. I haven't noticed it, but I'm quite sure it's been somewhere in there. But thank God,
right?
You know, I didn't see it or feel it. So that's a good thing. I just
yeah, it is.
I feel like I was just standing in my own lane, like, you know, like, just sometimes you don't see things because you're so focused on what you're doing and it's showing progress. And you know God leading the way, it's like you don't see that. So God putting the blinders on for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And
it
could be a good
makes
thing
sense.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's just, we say it all the time. If God be for you, who can be against you? We say it all the time. But I'm glad you said that. I'm really, really glad that you said that, because still that sends a pretty strong message. Because, you know, I bump heads with a lot of people.
Wow.
Because I oftentimes hold the opinion that if you are determined, if you walk in your faith, if you have a relationship with God, if you move along your path with these virtues, that it doesn't matter who is against you. You can achieve whatever it is that you're after. If you stop and focus on what I just say, the man, is doing to these people, or what the man has done to these people, or those people over there. Then you start to adopt and draw into your life the experiences of those people. Now, it's a tricky balance, sort of. It's sort of a tricky balance because, again, you have to continue to move ahead and move forward with your ideals, dreams, and goals, but at the same time, not necessarily fall prey to what's going on around you, or forms of attack or victimization that you could be experiencing around.
Yes.
So the fact that you made the statement that you made is a testament that that's not 100% the case.
Mm-hmm.
Have your dreams, have your goals, put your head down. Like I said, a laser does more work, does more work than a flashlight. It's more accurate than a flashlight. Flashlight illuminates the room. A laser hits the target. So stay focused and just push through. So yeah, yes. That's good that you could say that.
Yes.
So here, let's talk. I want to talk about Melanin Splash.
Okay, I'm ready.
Real quick. Yeah, I want to talk about Melanin Splash. Yes. Okay. First off, what can you tell us? Tell us about Melanin Splash, what that is. Tell us about it.
Melanin Splash is a healthy detox cleanse that's geared toward exactly what I started with, health. Like health first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people think that, oh, am I going to lose weight? You're going to lose weight, but you have to do certain things in order to get that. And it's not just going to be drinking my drink, because my drink is geared towards healthiness. Now, the icing on the cake is some weight loss, but you have to, you know, eat a certain mm-hmm. weight, and you have to do some exercising, just a little as walking. So you have like what, 15 plus different ingredients inside, like things like turmeric, black seed oil, black maca root, ginger, flaxseed oil, ashwagandha, just amazing ingredients that helps
in
more ways than one of your health getting better and better each day. You have to clean your system, because the food that you put in your body, the food that goes in doesn't come straight out. Some of those particles and toxins and poisons are stuck inside for years. And thankfully, detox, well, mines in general, will love to flush those toxins out and get you set up and get you started and feeling better in no time. And you will notice the difference. Pay attention. You will notice the difference. So, yes, my detox, which comes in for right now, 5 different flavors, ranging from prices from $15 to $40. It's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us need it.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to flush their system, because you have things in your system that does not want to leave. And with this, you can flush it out easily. Yep.
Absolutely. That's great. Now, Tiffany, first, two questions. Mm-hmm. First, one, how did you come up with the name? And two, what made you interested in going in that direction? I know it's health, but was it the situation with your mom that ultimately moved you in the direction of a cleanse detox? So that's really a two-part question. One, how did you know the significance of the name? How did you come up with the name? And then, how did you even come to go in this direction?
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna reverse it. I'm gonna start off with the second question,
okay,
and then go to the first one. So what happened was,
okay,
like in 2018, you know, I was going through some things, relationship wise, financially, everything you can name. I was basically like letting it get me. It was baggage that I didn't need. So once mm-hmm. I moved on from the relationship that I was in, and I just asked God, like, once I got settled, I said to myself, God, I just need a fresh start. I need you to come into my life. I just need the gifts. I don't know. I didn't ask for no detox, no nothing. I just said I need a fresh start.
Right.
Mentally, physically, mentally, spiritually, everything. Just a fresh start. Clear my mind and let me move forward.
Right.
And that's exactly what he did. So about 3 months after that, I moved into my apartment. And, you know, I was still on my health thing. I've always been on my healthiness, like just eating right and exercising.
Right.
So one day I went to Kroger's.
Right.
Went to Kroger's, and I said, you know, let me get one of these, like a little lightweight detox. Not no weight as similar as it is to mine today, But it was just cucumbers, mangoes, water, and honey. And man, when I say God opened so many doors, and I'm still opening doors, I put that on Facebook.
Wow.
And people were like, what is that? Oh my goodness, man. Let me get that. I want to get that. Let me, I'll buy that for me. How much you want to charge? I'm like, I just kind of like put two and two together. What it took to get the material. And then what it take for me to make. I said, $25. And man, when I said that, I was doing Uber up until that day. So I was working my job, which was a bus driver, and doing Uber to make ends meet. And you know what? The first day that I placed it on Facebook, that's the day that I stopped doing Uber because business took off so quick. And it was like, I was just thinking like, man, what in the world is going on? And I thought to myself, you know what? This has to be the blessing from God. That's the only thing
yes,
I
sir.
Think of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, that's the only
thing. Yeah, no doubt.
I had no idea that I was like going into a direction of healing, to me, healing people, you know? Taking them from bad to better. So with that being said, okay, I was driving my bus. And I said to myself, it was going so good. I said, you know what? I got to come up with a name for this. And I was driving the bus. I said, you know what? Your skin, what's inside of our bodies? Melanin. Melanin. Okay, then we're dealing with water. Yeah. splash. Melanin. I said, let me see how to sound together. Melanin splash. Melanin splash. Okay. I'm using Melanin Splash. I put it on Facebook. I said, Facebook, the drink is called Melanin Splash.
Hey, it came just like that,
it
huh?
It's just that simple. And it's been Melanin Splash ever since. And I love it. I love hearing people say Melanin. It's like, wow, man, I can't believe it, man. God is truly amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's yours. That's something that... I mean, just listening to your story and how it came about. I mean, this is something that you birthed. You birthed this from your, it not because somebody asked you or because, you know, it's like this came from inside of you out, even up to the name. So when somebody, it's a high when somebody appreciates what you bring to the table that is uniquely of you. That's special. That is a special feeling. I'm telling you, it's a feeling like, it's really undescribable because I know at some point, I know for myself,
right?
When I first started counseling and I would get the very first person I remember telling me how much they appreciated, how much I helped and then changed their life and all that.
Yeah.
I received it, right? I received it. But when I walked away, I was like, for real?
I really did.
Yeah. I'm like,
right.
So it's such a joy and it's undescribable. And I think for the most part, not that it's some egotistical or narcissistic feed,
right,
but it is such a delight to know that from nothing, I'm able to produce something that multiple people find value in. Man, that's incredible. That is totally incredible.
As I went out, you know, like as I went out, so coming from mangoes, cucumbers, water, and just honey, you know, I go out and engage with the customers. Oh, yeah, I want one. I'll meet you at such and such. Then they tell me their problems. Like, you know what? I'm having such and such names I never heard of in my life. I said, wow. So I did. So when I get that information from the customer, I said, let me do some research to see what, you know, what kind of things that would combat this situation that's going on.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
That's when I started adding ingredients like beetroot powder and, you know, ashwagandha and black maca root, things like that, that would like help things like inflammation, help your blood flow better, help your skin, help your heart rate, things like that. So, yeah, I said, you know what? This is for me. And when it comes to, and truly, I don't think that, now, let me see. I don't think that we need to be working for people all our lives, but if you have no plan in place, if you don't plan on using the talent that God gave you and making it work for you, then
yes,
you probably
sir.
Need to be working.
Yes, sir. That's gospel. That's gospel truth right there. With that right there, what you just shared, that's gospel truth. We shouldn't have to, because like you say, God, if we develop our own unique skills, God gives that to us. We shouldn't have to, but in the meantime and in between time, until you figure it out.
Yeah, yes, yes.
You need to be somewhere bringing somebody in. So, yes, sir. Yeah, that's the gospel truth right there. I agree with that 100%. Now, I hear you saying that you went in before you, like, got it kicked off, before you got it rolling. You went in and you looked for some things to put together just for yourself. And there are other detoxes out. So let me ask you this. What separates you? And you sent me information, right? And I read up on the information. And so I asked this question, not out of ignorance, but so that the people listening can know. But what separates your detox from other detoxifiers currently available?
I think what separates my company from the other companies is me. Like the way that I engage with customers,
yes, sir.
Like, and just me,
yes, sir.
The passion that I have. And it's like, I don't know. I've never known any, like before this, I didn't know anything about detox. Like I had no idea about a detox, how bad we needed or anything like that. But I think it's just me, man. Just like how I introduce it to the people and how the people perceive it. And it's real. And it's like,
yeah.
I'm really letting you know that you need, like you, it's so many people that's been engaged with the detox and use it and love it and really can receive the benefits of it, man. I've never knew. It's hard to explain, man, but it's God, man. It's like, wow. I can't
believe
it.
I got you.
I still cannot believe it to this day. Like certain things that I'm doing and it's like the certain money that I'm getting, I'm like, man, this is all God. But you know what? You know what? People that I just feel like I'm using it for the right reasons. Like it's people that get money and they use it for wrong, like just for self-greed and, you know, materialistic and, you know, things that.
Yeah.
It might let you get away with it for a minute, but sooner or later, it's time's up.
You know absolutely.
But I feel like God is opening doors for me because I don't even have to say it to him. Like, you know, God, thank you so much. I did this. He already know. Why would I explain it to him?
Right.
So he knows your heart.
Yeah.
He knows your intentions before you even get it. And even though he knows your intentions, sometimes they could be bad. He'll still let you get it and say, I'm going to let you just see what it could be like. And then I'm going to snatch it away from you just so you can know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's do you find yourself, because I find myself doing this. So do you find yourself trying to maintain this balance between becoming too excited or too caught up into a certain level of success and then pulling yourself back like, wait a minute, hold on. I have to remain humble. Like,
let me tell you. I said, Lord, put the blinders on humble, on like just feeling myself. I don't, when somebody, they look at me like, man,
you
know what you, and I'm like, no, I don't. I mean, I know, but I don't, I ask God to remove that from me. I don't want to get that. I don't want to get the superstar feeling. You know what I'm saying? I want to remain humble.
Yeah.
And I want to remain a good person. I want to be able to continue to relate to the customer. Like, don't get so big. Like I'm just so powerful as a CEO that I cannot communicate with a customer. I want to always be able to do that, man. I want to always be able to see eye to eye with a customer, be able to listen to their concerns and just, you know, relate to them. I don't want to be in my Corvette and I see you on the corner like, hey, I'm in a Corvette. I don't need you. You know, like, no, I don't want to be that person.
Right.
And I would refuse to be that person.
Right.
So God is doing it. He's doing, doing that of what I ask. And I thank God that he is.
And let me throw a little disclaimer. let me throw a little disclaimer in here real quick. I added, I've never heard you call yourself the detox king. Mm-hmm. That was me. I added that on there, right? Okay, because I don't want people to see or hear and be like, well, you know, this guy, he didn't talk about humility, he walk around calling himself a king. That's not his thing.
Right.
I added that on to him and I'm gonna tell him why. I want people to understand why. Because as far as where we're at here, that's all I see. I see some other little things, like I see TLC products and other little things like that. But what I'm talking about, what a king should be, like all the things that you're saying, spiritual, your faith, humility, strong black man. Those are the images of the king. So when I say the detox king, in no way is that an arrogant proclamation or definition of who you are. It is more so a just my way of saying here, Tico Jordan is killing it with the detox. Right, that's my way of saying it. So it's a little swag on there. It's nothing personal. It's a little swag on there. So I want people to understand that you do not walk around calling yourself the detox king, even though you are. So, I already know you're not going to say it, okay? You're not going to say it. So let me say it. Send them to me. Send them to me if they got a problem.
Man, I take all compliments and, you know, all support, man. I really appreciate that, man. So much, so many people support me, man. You know, that's so surprising to me. The way that the people are, not just me though, but other entrepreneurs and companies that's black owned, you know, like I think back to when I used to be in high school, and then you know you be at the football game and it's like the black side is like probably about 10 people, the other side is about it's about 200 people, and you look like dang man, like our parents could have walked to the field, but we didn't have the support, so. That's what I thought about. I think about that a lot. So like with anything I was doing, it's like support, man. Like, you know, like so doing this detox, man, it's like, wow, I can't believe so many people support. They want to see you get up there. They want you to be successful. And I pray that when it gets to a certain level that they still feel that way, because I'm still going to be the same way. I don't want people to think, you know, like, you get so successful, they're scared to speak to you because they think you're going to try to be funny. No, you come to me. Come say hi to Tico. I will say hi. You don't even have to say hi to first. I will say hi first. Yeah,
that's humility, man. That is humility in the utmost. Now, is it only in a juice form, or can you get it in a
pack? So right now it is in the juice form only, but I am currently in the process of introducing the powder, but it'll be a little second, but it's definitely coming because God has said
okay.
I just have to you know, weed out the best person, the best company to represent Melanin Splash, and they cannot be only about the money. They have to be passionate about me introducing it to my customers. They have to be passionate about their own brand. You know.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking for. That's building your team.
Yeah,
that's building your team and keeping like-minded people around you. So yeah, I completely and totally understand that. Now I want to ask you, because I saw something. I wasn't sure. It wasn't a lot of information on what I saw, but I did see it, and I'm a fan of the show, so I want to ask, what is up with Melanin Splash?
Okay, I tried out for it. That was actually back in 2019. That's like 6 months as I got started.
Oh, okay.
And they just kept on, you need to go. I'm like, let me just go to this thing. I didn't have no numbers in my head or nothing.
Okay.
I just went.
It was
an experience. But so with that, you would have to first get past the first stage, which was introducing your product to the little people. And then the next step would be to video record introduction to your business so they can see it. And then if you make it past there, you can then be flown out to LA in front of the real Shark Tank people. But I didn't make it that far, but you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time. But it was a good experience.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
Good experience though.
Absolutely. Yeah, things come in seasons. And one thing for sure, where you were then, you definitely ain't there now. So things come in seasons. So, you know, God has a way of putting us in places that sometimes that we didn't even ask for. So, yeah, I totally get that. I understand that. Now, what is going on with the 50 fit at 50? Okay, let's talk about that.
Let me see. I've always wanted to do. Now, this is even before Melanin Splash. I've always wanted to do some type of I don't know whether it be men and women, men or something like that, a calendar that's aimed toward positivity. Like, you know, like so somebody on there representing the month of whatever, August, and they just give a little insight of their, you know, background and their story of success coming from childhood up until whatever age they are. That was then. So it's kind of like the similar thing, but now I'm in a better position. Because Melanin Splash is sponsoring this calendar. So I'm paying for everything. You know, I'm paying for the photographer, the camera, everything, the calendar and everything. I have 12 people that are, in my eyes, amazing in one way or another. So I have, just to name a few, Pastor Nick. You know, you familiar with Pastor Nick? Okay, Pastor Nick.
Yeah,
I have Mike Martin. He used to play for the Bengals. I have somebody that I'm, actually the last person to, he's February, and he's a jazz, I can't think of his name right now, but he's a jazz musician who's written songs for the likes of Stevie Wonder. Aretha Franklin. So I was like, you know, it was one of my customers. Now look at this. It was one of my customers. They were glad. To say yes. He needs to be on your calendar.
Wow.
So this calendar is going to be, to me, it's going to be exciting because it's going to be 12 black men, ages 50 plus, that's representing whether they, you know, whether they're a truck driver, like Jermaine Britton. He's a truck driver. But he's been a friend since Boys Club days. So he has a story to tell. He's a fit guy. He just turned, well, he'll be 50 in, I think, October, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, these guys have, everybody has information they can give you to prevent you from doing bad because they either been in that situation or they know someone who's been in that situation. And guess what? They're still here 50 years later, so they do have some information for you. And this is geared towards, it could be anybody, but mainly our youth.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They need it so bad. They need it. Because they're very impressionable. You know, like, they see something on TV, they want to be the next rapper. They want to, nothing wrong with that, but, you know, you need to walk, you need to carry yourself in a certain way so you can live to see 50. You know? So that's what this is about.
Yes, sir.
It's a positive thing. And at the end of the day, I'm so glad because all proceeds will be going in my mother's name to the MS Foundation. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's the way. That's the way that it should be done. That's why I say when people listen to this, man, they're going to be not only are they going to be influenced, but they'll also have some sense of direction and purpose as well as being able to understand how to get on the road and stay on the road. Because that right there, what you just said there, as far as the proceeds going to MS, is that's what it's all about. One of the biggest oxymorons is in order to get, you have to be willing to give. It sounds crazy. Sounds crazy, but that is one of the biggest oxymorons in the whole entrepreneur thing. That's one thing that's universal about all entrepreneurs.
Yes.
They give.
You got to give.
They give.
No problem. You got to
give. All of them
like,
do.
Look at it like, man, what about what I need this money for? No, you don't need that money. That money is just a barter system. That's all it is. Money is nothing. You're going to get it back. Double.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Maybe if you have the right intentions.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If you have the right intentions with your soul. But other than that, nah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get it back. You'll get it back. And one more thing about this calendar.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So I was talking to someone today that lives up in Dayton, and she, you know, we're going to collab and get one started up there too. So it's you never know where it can lead. Never know where it can
spread.
Lead.
Yeah. You have to take advantage two things. One, you have to take advantage of the opportunities when they come. But even before that, you have to be prepared. You have to stay in a state of readiness because opportunities don't announce themselves. Right. They just come. And you have to already be sitting there assured that the work that you are putting in is going to have a payoff. I tell my sons this. I tell some of the younger guys. There's been a lot of younger guys that I've also did different projects with to help them with their different entrepreneurial dreams. A lot of young guys. And there's been a lot of people who I've helped who have done it for about 6-7 months. And because, you know, the revenue wasn't there, if they fell off, they gave up on it. But this is one thing that I tell people all the time. At the end of consistency is success.
Yes.
You have to be consistent. If you are inconsistent, it speaks volumes of who you are and what your brand is. So just be consistent. As long as you are doing, trying, progressing, success has to come. That's just the way that it is. If you stop, you guarantee one thing,
exactly,
that success will never come.
Yeah.
So some people get it, and some people don't.
Some people fly right over. Like, he said something about success. What are you talking about? Yeah.
So let me hit you with these little outro. Got a couple of little outro questions here. Let me ask you, where would you like to go from here? Like, where would you like to go just in general from here? Like, what is your biggest aspirations with all of this?
The McDonald's mindset, just as far as like being everywhere, like Melanin Splash is a household name. That's what I want to be.
Yeah.
But one of my next goals is to start a smoothie detox spot. So that's one of the goals that I have. Yep.
Man, that would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. Wow. Okay. What advice, and this is key. This is key right here. What advice would you give to others, especially to you, who might want to pursue a career as an entrepreneur and they have to face, you know, some of the struggles that maybe that you necessarily didn't face? They have the idea that they, you know, cannot achieve because of the man is not going to allow them, and you know the environment that they from may not really support the reality of the dream that they could have in their heart and in their minds. So, what advice would you give to others who would want to pursue an entrepreneurial life?
Be yourself. You have to be yourself. Do your own thing. You absolutely have to have passion for what you are doing. So that means you have to love what you're doing. Don't pick something. Oh, I want to, you know, sell tires, and you hate putting tires on cars. Don't do it. You have to have a passion for what you want. You have to believe in God and trust that God, he has some things set up for you, some tests set up for you, but they're not going to kill you. You're going to overcome the tests. You know, there's a right. So, you know, it's going to be some things that happen, but guess what? Just keep moving, brothers and sisters. Keep moving forward. All you have to do is keep moving forward and put mind, ask God to give you humility. Just ask God to keep you humble and keep those blinders on and focus on what you're doing. Don't, you know, you want to make glasses and then you see such and such making book bags. You know what? I can make book bags on and add the glasses. No, just stay focused on the glasses. Stay in your own lane. Look at the goal. Pursue yourself. Keep going towards that goal. Don't worry about
looking at
the right and worry about everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Stay focused on your goal. Put God first. Please have a passion for what you're doing. Yes.
Yes, sir. I agree. Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Nico, my man, I appreciate you. Much love, brother, for what you're doing with yourself and the light that you are allowing to shine from yourself, because that light is going to also get others to recognize that the light that they have in their own self. So I appreciate you 100% for taking the time to do this, man. Thank you. Like I said, much love. Tell the people again, though, how to get Melanin Splash, where they have to go to get it, what's coming, as far, even with the calendar, how will they be able to access that? So okay, give them a little information to take us out.
If you want Team Melanin Splash, you can always go to my website, www.melaninsplash.com. You can reach me on my personal page at Itico La Paris Jordan on Facebook. My business page on Facebook is Melanin Splash LLC. And then if you want me on Instagram, you can contact me at melaninsplash.detox. And the phone number, if you ever need me, I will answer your call or get back to you ASAP. 513-968-7688. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Again, I thank you, my brother. We're going to keep our eyes on you. We'll be supporting. We'll stay in touch. And God bless you, man, and continue to carry you along this path of entrepreneurship and make great, great, great things come your way.
Thank you,
Tico Jordan, my man.
Thank you.
Much love, brother.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up and lending us your ear here on the Spirit Talk Podcast. Once again, my name is Michael L. Pearson. I am a counselor and therapist at Christian Counseling Ministries. Telephone number is 513-238-2607. Marriage, family therapy, narcissistic abuse recovery. That is what I offer. So don't be afraid to look us up, give us a call, and we can help you thrive and live your best life ever. Peace out. Till next time.